My name is Doug Holmberg, and I'm from right here in Hillsborough County. And our nursery is in Lithia, Florida, just southeast of Tampa, about 20 miles.
You've been in the citrus nursery business for over a half a century at this point, right?
Yes, we've been in the nursery business actually 51 years. I started out as an agriculture teacher, and when I found out how much was going to be in my paycheck at the end of every week, I figured if I was going to raise a family, I'd better have an additional line of work.
You know, the 51 years in the citrus business, you've seen a lot of things come and go. I understand you've got a pointed message for the citrus growers of the state looking for nursery trees.
Oh, yes. Of course, we're growing disease-free trees. The basis for the present budwood program is what I started in 1975, and we started with a disease-free program, and now the state has adopted it. But our thrust is on healthy trees.
I understand you've also got something called ultimate resets. What's that mean to the grower?
Well, it's simply a tree that we're trying to gain 6 months or a year with a much larger tree. We're growing in a 6.5-inch sleeve, and we're looking at some larger containers than that, as opposed to a 4-inch sleeve. It's literally three times the size of the 4-inch sleeve.
How about varieties? Tell us a little about your variety mix here. Can growers get what they need? I guess you take orders in advance and that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. We're booking constantly, but we have available on-site 30 different varieties of budwood material. The state tells me we have greater source of budwood material than any nursery in the state.
To a grower, that's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Well, if they want some of the minor varieties to go along with the major varieties, I mean, everyone has a Hamlin, Pineapple, Valencia, Navel, and so on, but we have some of the, you know, if you need Sunburst or you need Orlando's for pollinators, well, we do that as well.
Big emphasis here on tree health, I understand. You know, a lot of diseases, HLB and canker, gets a lot of the headlines, but there's been a lot of diseases over the years in citrus, and you've, you know, had a pretty good program to kind of weed all those out.
Well, basically, I'm the guy that is the author of getting the most disease-free tree, and that is our emphasis. Anything that we can do to get a more disease-free, healthy tree, that's what we're going to do.
Holmberg Citrus Nursery, Doug Holmberg in Lithia, Florida.